Simon Reish Ayin Bay Sifchet and Test. These are actually two halachas that are very negiah anytime that you make Kiddush. The first one is Sifchet is about using Yain Mevushal. Yain Mevushal is not Lechatchila. Even though we are able to be Mekadosh in it, Mekadosh on Yain Mevushal. In other words, Minig is Mechaber Paskin that it's mutter. That it's mutter to be Mekadosh on Yain Mevushal. However, Yeshem Rishay Mekadosh Malov. And it seems from Mishnah Berurah that if they're both equal, then you should take the one which is not Mevushal as opposed to the one which is Mevushal. And they do have. They have, especially Kedem, I think, they have different types of grape juices that some are the same.
The
glass bottles are not Mevushal. So basically, you get the same grape juice, just not Mevushal as opposed to Mevushal, L'chara, it's more of a hider. As long as you're holding Mekadosh on grape juice, which most price can hold, that you could use Kedem grape juice, though I would think that Rabbi Yashar would hold that you cannot use the Kedem grape juice because they put in the Kedem. Pasteurizing wine, whether or not that makes it considered mevushal or not, Rabbi Yashav Kevishkuma says that it does not, and also doesn't help you for Yayin Nesach, so it's a kula and it's a chumra, doesn't help for Yayin Nesach. The reason why he says this is because it's not megareya the wine at all. The whole part of Yayin mevushal is that it's not something. The reason why it helps you for Yayin Nesach is because it's not as kosher once it was cooked, and therefore they would never use it for avodah zarah. Therefore, there's no chash of Yayin Mevushal. The Meila, if you just pasteurize it and you don't bring it up to a boiling point, then it wouldn't be, it's not Megareya the wine, and therefore it doesn't take care of the problem of Yayin Nesach, and it's not considered Yayin Mevushal with regard to Shabbos. However, as my ninth grade Rebbe used to say, and I think it's a pretty good time now, that they have award-winning wines that won, like, you know, 5-star that are Mevushal. So how do you reconcile that with the fact that it shouldn't be a chash that it's Yayin Nesach because it's not a chash of a wine? What do you mean? This is winning the best wine in the world. Much more, it's better wine than half of the other wines which are not Mevushal. I don't know if that Lamaisa Chazal said it's Mevushal or not to be Chayshish. However, maybe Klafi Dinei Kiddush, there's certainly Makom to be Mekol Lechatchila, something which is Mevushal because they have very, very chashva wines that are Mevushal, and certainly if you like that wine better, maybe that's why the Oilam is not so, there are those that are naked to be Makbar on this, but could be that's the reason why many are not, is because they choose the one which they feel is the best, and it's a Choshev wine. Therefore, even if there's a wine which is not Mevushal, if it's not as good, then you go with the one which is better. If they're equal, once again, then you should go with the one which is not Mevushal, as opposed to the one which is Mevushal. Sif Tes, it talks about where one does not have wine, can use Chamar Medina. It happens in the Chagis Rishenu between the Rashbam and the Rambam. Rashbam is the sheet that the Mechaber brings down over here. The Bir Lachah quotes the Rambam. That is it mutter to be Mekadosh on something else aside from wine if there is wine in the town? In other words, Kenzai, the only time they're allowed to use Chamar Medina is if there's no wine in the country at all. However, if there is wine to be gotten, then even if you don't have, you're not allowed to use Chamar Medina. The Rambam says no. As long as he brings down Imreiv Shtiyas and Medina Ushechar, then it's also considered Chamar Medina. And even if there is wine to be gotten, as long as Reiv is Shechar. Now, practically, Bizmanenu, it's very hard to know what is considered Chamar Medina. L'chur, certainly beer is not considered Chamar Medina. It's not Reiv Shtiyas Anoshim is. You have to also know who defines. What? Aside from water. Yeah, that's what kept them warm, that's what kept them going, that's what they had. It was cheap to make, and they didn't have Coke or orange juice. What did they have to drink? Wine is expensive. What was the only other thing? Schnapps, you could put in...
In America, every fourth guy drinks a six-pack every...
No, so that's also, who defines what's considered a six-pack of Coke or a beer? So there's a thought that maybe Coke should be considered a... Remation Enzo Kapshuta, that it's not, but... Who defines what's considered Chamar Medina? The Goyim or the Yidin? Reiv Shtiyas Leis Medina. Reiv, every other guy drinks a six-pack in America, every other from Yid. That's a Karna. Yeah, they have pubs and they have. But I doubt that beer people drink beer as much as they drink Coke in America. And either way, Reb Moshe in Tshuva says that Chamar Medina is it's a chash of a drink, meaning that it's something that you would offer to somebody even if they weren't thirsty. It's not used as a thirst quencher. It's not a Gatorade. It's something that, but they come, you never found somebody, like they come around on the plane and they tell you, right, coffee, tea, after you finish your meal, coffee, no, I'm full, thank you. Well, I'm not offering you coffee and tea to fill you up. Coffee and tea is something which is you drink after you finish your suda, and you're not hungry. And we offer it to you as a drink. It's something which you have a tea party, right? You have a parley meeting. You have these types of things that you serve, even if you're not hungry, if you're not thirsty, you serve it because it's that type of drink that you're mechabed somebody with. And therefore, practically, l'chora, what it seems in the Peskim is that the only really tzad to have a chamar medina bezmanein would be coffee. Now, the difficulty with coffee is because coffee, most people drink coffee, and many people drink more than one cup a day. It's the type of thing that you drink, and you're mechabed somebody, you want a coffee, and they come into your house, you offer them a coffee. The only question is exactly how you drink the coffee. The Pesukim Rabbah is wont to say, and saw this from Rosh Hashanah also, that betzem coffee is chamar medina. But he says that the minhag is to drink, you have to be able to drink a mole lugmav in kedesh d'yisraviyas, and you have to drink reverviyas in a few seconds. If it's boiling hot, then it's going to be hard to drink it. So you have to let it cool off. Once it cools off, then it's not chamar medina anymore, because people like to have hot coffee and not cool coffee, and it's not iced coffee. No, cool. Coffee that maybe iced coffee by now is, but certainly lukewarm coffee is not kishmak. People like it piping hot, or people like it cold. And the guys that are, don't bring your eyes from the guys that drink their coffee here in 3 seconds flat because they want to get back to first seder. Seder, that's not. But person generally, person drinks the coffee slowly. It could be that b'diavad anyhow you have more than kedesh tiyus reveals, and therefore b'shas atchak might a Friday night if a person does not have wine, you pass like the mechaber. The Ramah says that's the minhag, like the Rosh, that you should make Kiddush on Pas. Shabbos day, you could use Chamar Medina should you want, or Havdalah, and that is possibly coffee if you're stuck. There are those that use schnapps. Now there's a Chiddush from the Taz holds that you could use schnapps, even a shot glass of schnapps, because that's what has the Chashivus of a Chosh of a drink. However, the Mishabura does not pass in that way, and the Mishabura holds that if you use schnapps, then you have to have a revius, and you have to drink, you have to have a cup that holds a revius, and you have to be able to drink mali lugmav in kadesh tiyas revius, depending on the person and the schnapps, it's not always so possible. Therefore, if you're stuck, go to your neighbor and ask him for some wine. Because the fras, yishlayim, whether or not they're considered something as chamar medin in the first place, generally a person is, we'll have to see, we'll get to what's considered that a person is stuck that doesn't have wine. He didn't go to, he went to his neighbor, all his neighbors don't have? No one has wine, but well, I was one stopped. I was in Shari Tzedek for Shabbos, and a nurse stops me, and she says to me, it was Shabbos morning, is it better to make Kiddush on challah or on a cup of milk? Which is better? So if she can't go down to the, she was on the 8th flight, she couldn't go down to the 2nd flight again, could be she can't. So Shaila, is that considered she doesn't have wine, Bechlal, or she has to wait for somebody to go? What is that considered? The answer to that question means it was Shem, we'll see in Simin Reish Pei Test.